number 8, written by Anna Feinberg and read by Stig Weems and Rebecca McCauley. When I get up off the step, I hear my knees crack. God, maybe the suburbs cause accelerated ageing. Everyone just sitting around watching the trees grow. I crack my knuckles 8 times for good luck. My thumbs are double-jointed, so I only do them 4 times. I'm just looking in the fridge again, thinking maybe I've missed something, when there's a knock at the door. Ta-ta-ta! I jump in fright. Why don't people knock in reasonable numbers, like 2s or 4s? I take a deep breath as I walk up the hall. It seems to take ages. This house is so big. We don't need such a big house. I keep telling Mum, a flat was plenty big enough for just the two of us. I open the door. Hi, says Esmeralda Marks. I gulp. I can't believe it. Hi, she says again. Remember me? I lent you my biro today. I nod once, my mouth still paralysed. Esmeralda Marks. I nod twice to make it an even number. I look down at my hands. Esmeralda laughs. That pen must have been leaky. Sorry. Mum's always bringing home the faulty ones from the bank. Waste not, want not, she says. Of course you can't risk a leaky pen at the bank. Once she reckoned a customer tried to cash a cheque for $2,000 instead of $200, all because of this black smudge at the end. Claimed it looked like a zero. Ha! Can I come in?
Hi, Ez. How's it going?
Oh, hi, Lily.
I weave the telephone cord through my fingers. It bends neatly over each knuckle. I'm not going to say anything about this afternoon. Let her sweat. Listen, I'm really sorry I couldn't come over. I know we said... It's okay. Don't worry about it. You missed out on my mum's lemon delights, though. Oh, wow, the ones with the custard filling.
Yeah. You know, I let the first bus go, waiting for you, and the second one was late. I thought it had never come.
I guess you found something more interesting to do. Damn, why do I say this stuff? What a pathetic whiner. Let her think you don't care, you idiot. You don't care anyway. You decided that a long time ago in year 6. Well, Az, you know I've got this assignment due on Friday. Mitch said he'd help me with the ancient Egypt stuff. He knows a site on the internet that's got all these cool pictures, and my printer's not working, so...
Oh, Mitchell. Well, that explains it. Did you get your project finished? Lily giggles.
Not exactly. His brother was using the computer and he said he'd kill us if we got in his way. So we went up to the shops, got a drink, just hung around together. Oh, Ez. It was so great, Ez.